From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Wednesday, the 15th day of January 2014. I'm Philip Grant. The weather is at the top of the news for the morning, as the National Weather Service in Albany has issued a special weather statement. Threat of black ice continues for the morning. Temperatures have fallen below freezing across the region. This has allowed the wet ground from recent rainfall to freeze on untreated surfaces, creating areas of black ice. Motorists are urged to use extreme caution while driving, especially when crossing bridges and overpasses and on highway ramps. Pedestrians are urged to use extreme caution while walking, especially on untreated surfaces. Patchy fog, some locally dense, will cause reduced visibility in some areas. For today, the National Weather Service has predicted a mostly sunny day with a high near 47 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 10 p.m., then a slight chance of snow showers between 10 p.m. and midnight. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 27 degrees. Chance of precipitation for tonight is 20%. We'll provide you with the forecast for the next 3 days in a moment, but first, here is what's in the local news. At the top of the news, municipal leaders hear the regional state of the state messages. Kyle Adams is reporting in the Daily Mail that State Commissioner of Motor Vehicles Barbara J. Fiella presented a 30-minute, concise version of Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's State of the State address at Columbia Green Community College on Tuesday, January 14th. The event was attended by elected officials and local leaders from Columbia and Greene counties. Fiella quickly presented all the highlights of the governor's presentation, starting with a recap of the accomplishments of the past several years. In introducing Fiella, Columbia Greene's president, James Campion, said Cuomo's proposals for high-achieving secondary students will, and I quote, create an unrivaled workforce for the future of New York State, end quote, and applauded the governor's educational initiatives. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. In Kinderhook, Ichabod Crane is eyeing an expansion plan for their primary schools. Emilia Teasdale is reporting in the Columbia paper that Ichabod Crane Superintendent George Zini recently discussed three options for expanding that district's overcrowded primary school at the January Board of Education meeting. One plan would involve using two trailers as classrooms. Another calls for an addition of four classrooms to the school building. And a third would be a $2.3 million project that would include expanding the primary school along with upgrades to the two other school buildings. Zini said none of the projects would result in higher school taxes. The board will need voter approval for any construction plans. It hopes to hold the referendum along with the annual budget vote and school board elections on May the 20th. You'll find that full story in today's Columbia paper. And in our final story, cyclists are urging Cuomo to fund bike lanes. Rick Collin is reporting in the Capital Confidential that a group of cycling enthusiasts and environmentalists using a bike bearing sandbags that contained more than 1,300 postcards visited Governor Andrew M. Cuomo's office on Tuesday, urging him to put money in his upcoming state budget proposal for improvements such as bike lanes. A representative of the Tri-State Transportation Campaign said federal cutbacks have left the state with less money for items like dedicated bike lanes, as well as funding for pedestrian byways. The advocates are seeking $20 million during the next budget, as well as $100 million over the next 5 years. You'll find that full story in the Capital Confidential. As for the weather, there is a blackout weather statement from the National Weather Service in Albany. Motorists are urged to use extreme caution while driving, especially when crossing bridges and overpasses and on highway ramps. Pedestrians are urged to use extreme caution while walking, especially on untreated surfaces. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting a mostly sunny day with a temperature high near 47 degrees. For Wednesday night, a slight chance of rain and snow with a temperature low around 27 degrees. Forecast for the next 3 days on Thursday, a slight chance of snow showers before 1 p.m., then a slight chance of rain and snow showers between 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., then a slight chance of rain showers after 3 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 39 degrees. For Thursday night, a slight chance of snow showers before 8 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 26. On Friday, a slight chance of showers after 4 p.m., partly sunny with a high near 41 degrees. Friday night, a slight chance of rain and snow showers before 8 p.m., then a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 26. And for Saturday, a chance of snow showers again, mostly cloudy with a high near 37 degrees. Saturday night, a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a low around 20. The sun rose this morning at 7:21 a.m. and will set at 4:49 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 28 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes more than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for this day, Wednesday, the 15th day of January 2014. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.